Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Luke and Pete Show, episode whatever, doesn't really matter.
We lost our way big time with that.
Lost our way, yeah. To be quite frank, even if we did know, it wouldn't really matter because this is a special episode. We are coming at you from New York City.
This is 7th Avenue, we're walking down 7th Avenue.
Doing a bit of jaywalking. We don't right care that the light isn't, that was a nice dog.
I sacked off the idea of not jaywalking because I know it's a crime here after about 20 minutes. Of landing here and realising that you will get absolutely nowhere.
No, exactly.
If you don't do it.
And everybody seems to be really into jaywalking here. I thought it was a capital offence. But
safety of numbers, isn't it?
Well, I've seen people get told off for it in Texas, but not here. It just seems to be...
Oh, really?
Get away with it. You just seem to be able to get away with it.
But do you think there's a kind of element like there is in London, whereas if you're in a small town in the UK, the police care about everything. Whereas in like a big city, they don't care about anything because they can't.
You just, they're just happy that you're not doing a poo on the floor in public.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, walking down 7th Avenue on a Wednesday afternoon.
My head is still ringing from the fact that I knocked my little do not disturb sign off my hotel door. Went to scoop it up and the hotel door closed on me and crunched my head. the handle went right in the top of my head, so it really was a suboptimal situation.
The housekeeping at that hotel are very on it. I left my do not disturb sign on the door yesterday. Woke up this morning to a voice message from housekeeping.
Oh yeah, I got one of those, yeah.
Yeah, saying, do you know you've left your do not disturb thing on?
Yeah, well, who else would have put it there?
But what's the point of having it then? No, it doesn't make any sense.
I never let anyone in my, if I'm in a hotel room for more than one day, I never let anybody in my room. There's literally no point in even them thinking about it. That's my space. I don't want you up in my shit.
It's terrible for the environment as well. It's not like you need your stuff changed like every day.
No. Well, have you raided the minibar yet?
Yeah, I had some Pringles actually, even though I don't really like Pringles.
Oh yeah, you're always on this tirade about Pringles.
I needed a snack. And it was the only really thing that was worth it. The thing is, they've got big packets of M&Ms in the minibar here.
I imagine they're
but they're four times the price as the ones are in Walgreens down there.
Yeah.
So there's no point. I just went to Walgreens and got two packets of Walgreens.
What, you looked at your selection of treats in the hotel room in your pants and thought, I'm going to go down to Walgreens.
Yeah.
There are certain people in our lives, they would travel to the next dimension to get them. Just to save $10, but...
Definitely. But I kind of use the minibar as an inspirational catalogue. I quite fancy that, but I'm not doing it here.
That's where I'm going to start. I just had some classic Good and Plenties.
I don't even know what that is.
It's they're just old school licorice torpedoes.
Oh, right.
In tiny little packets, but yeah.
Good and Plenty. It's a good name, isn't it?
Good and Plenty.
It's kind of a frontier kind of name.
I think it's more like old school kind of, the sort of candy you'd buy at a baseball match.
Right.
Good and Plenty, Cracker Jacks, stuff like that. Butterfingers, big fan of those. Big fan of the old school.
What do you think of New York City just to walk around? It's a pretty cool city to walk around, isn't it?
Yeah, the first day I was here, I went to buy myself some trousers because I just brought the wrong trousers grommet.
Right. And, I actually bought some socks earlier.
Did you?
Because I only packed Nike tennis socks, which are the MVP of socks. But I couldn't wear those with slip-on shoes. Nice. So I had to change.
I was in the...
So you bought trousers. Where did you get them from?
I bought trousers. Just H&M. Bought some trousers. Went to the toilet and I was in the loo changing my trousers on. Oh, there's a man signing CDs. You see that quite a lot in London, don't you?
Yeah.
You want my CD? Not really.
Have you been? You strike me as the kind of guy who would easily be press ganging to buying a hip hop mixtape off the street. Has that happened to you yet?
Yeah. It's completely free, but if I sign it, it's worth $5. Is it? Is it? Because I don't know you from Adam.
Yeah.
And I put the CD in my machine. It's just an AOL sign up CD.
AOL. Dial up broadbander starter kit.
But
what were you saying about trousers? Yeah.
Trousers. I was in the toilet and I was doing my business. The business in this case was changing some trousers. And a man was like banging on all of the cubicles going, is it flooded in there? And I was and the bloke next to me who was doing a shit, he was like, I'm doing a fucking shit. What the fuck you bashing on my fucking door? I want to know whether I'm doing, whether it's overflowing. It's all, it ain't overflowing. My ass is on the toilet. No, that's because he's really, he was very wound up.
The most New York scene ever.
Yeah, and then I came out with, mine isn't. Mine's fine.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, everyone.
Funny.
I'm doing a shit here.
I went to, one of the things you do realise about New York City is that, like, even more so than London, no one gives a shit about you here. Like, if you walk into, like, a restaurant or like a street food place, like I did the other night, and you haven't got your shit together, they're not going to waste their time asking you questions or answering your bone questions.
Right.
They're just going to move on to the next person.
Yeah.
I went to this tacos place. I'd never been in there before, and it was all in Spanish.
Hmm.
And I literally just asked what's good, and she like was like rolled her eyes, like exhaled quite deeply.
It's fucking tacos.
Yeah. She just said this, this, and this. I said, yeah, fine, just give me that.
I find that New Yorkers, certainly people who live here, have very specific ideas about what makes a good taco, pizza. They're big on, like, everyone's got a favourite pizza place.
Do you find it confusing?
Well, I don't really care about
you hate food
anyway.
Yeah.
But, like, the idea that any pizza would be any different to any other pizza. I mean, if you're getting pizza wrong, you shouldn't be allowed an oven, in my opinion.
Oh, I overheard Sam and that Cooligans guy last night. Talking about different types of flour in pizza, which markedly affects the taste, which I'm sure is true. I've got no reason to doubt it, but it's pretty full on for like a bar conversation. You know, normally it's like, what toppings do you like? Do you like thin crust or deep pan? And that's it.
Yeah. Went to the hockey on Monday night.
Oh yeah.
That was interesting.
Did you understand it?
Yeah, it was pretty standard stuff, but
did you follow the puck easily though?
Yeah. It was really bloody good. Like, American sport leaves me quite cold, like baseball and basketball and stuff. But that was fun.
Yeah.
Real.
Is it the first hockey game you've been to?
Yeah. Like, you know, within 10 seconds. Well, within 2 minutes, you had two blokes just having a scrap.
Yeah.
We've been separated.
Would you be happy?
We're back together.
Would you be happy for the hockey to just be like abandoned and it just be blokes fighting?
Well,
because I could recommend boxing.
I just
then the first thing you said is like within 10 seconds there was a fight.
Yeah, but like I just think that they've both got sticks. Let's get a bit of that in there.
Yeah, you said
start
to me
whacking the sticks around.
You said to me the other day when you after you went, you said, why are they just punching? Why don't they use their knife shoes?
Yeah, why doesn't he just go for the neck? Open up someone's neck. With a big old roundhouse kick.
Massive roundhouse kick, slice someone's head off.
Slice them. Wow, look at that man's hair in there. I think that looks like a wig. Beautiful.
That is an amazing haircut.
I hate to judge, but it's that's a trip.
He's probably got some comments about your hair.
My hair last night, there's something wrong with my Silvercrin hairspray nozzle, which means that it comes out like glue. Really thick glue, so it's
You touch the bottom of it and the whole thing moves.
Yeah, it's like a permafrost of hair.
Yeah, it is very much so.
We went out last night, had a few drinks. I'm sort of feeling it a little bit.
How much longer did you stay out after I went home?
I wasn't in the best of moods, even though we had an excellent show. So, I still have quite a while.
Were you just tired, were you?
Yeah, knackered.
Because I went home about midnight, I think. The problem is, like for example, tomorrow we've got a really early start, haven't we?
Yeah, that's unwelcome.
That's problematic, so I probably won't stay out tonight either.
Yeah. What is it, 7:30 tomorrow?
Yeah.
We've got to get a flight to Toronto.
Yep, whistle stop tour.
Yeah.
I mean, from tomorrow morning onwards, our feet aren't really going to touch the ground between now and going home, are they?
No, that's why we're recording a Luke and Pete show.
Yeah, literally walking down the street in New York City. But I think people will like it. It's an atmospheric look.
Yeah. Well, this is what we're going to be doing for the next two episodes. So, oh look, Pele's got his own shop.
Yeah.
The world's
greatest soccer
store. Let's go in.
Pele soccer store. Oh, they're actually showing the Real Madrid game.
Somebody's punched the. Is that live? Would that be live? Yeah.
Yeah, it is live. It's live Champions League.
Holy moly! Yeah. Well, someone smashed the screen there.
You love a football show. You must be loving this. It's a soccer store named after Pele, selling sports apparel.
When we were in Manchester, the classic soccer shirt people, they said, "Come round, we'll prepare some shirts for you, Pete."
How you doing?
Yeah. And they did.
Oh, look at that. New levels.
Mm. I don't even know what the hell that is, to be honest. I mean, the writing's Japanese,
is it Korean?
But I don't know whether it's...
I've got some interesting kits in here, mate. Look at that one.
Oh,
new levels, Premier FC. It might be a concept kit or something.
Oh, right.
It probably is, yeah. Because Sam's got a couple of these kind of concepts.
Probably like an e-gamers.
I love the idea that, like, of all the kind of football touch points... I mean, this is on the main street in New York City, Manhattan. Like, it's called Pele. It's like so funny.
You like football, you love Pele.
Yeah. Any kid growing up now won't have even heard of Pele.
That's nice.
It's basically just football shirts everywhere.
Guadalajara.
Guadalajara, yeah.
Actually, to be honest, they've got some bloody collection there, haven't they?
It's great you can come in a sports shop and watch a game on the big screen. That's wicked.
Yeah, it's about... Well, you can just come here and see it.
That's like a massive screen.
You'd never get this in JD Sports in Oxford Circus, would you?
Or Sports Direct.
Yeah. No.
Do you reckon Sports Direct would pay for the rights? I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't think so somehow. Funny.
I'm very impressed with this.
Yeah.
YouTube. Is a Seattle Sounders top. Pretty cool. Look at that.
LAFC, they're sponsored by YouTube TV.
Look at that shirt.
They won the Supporters' Shield this year as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, amazing scenes.
Yeah, we did a show in New York last night, which was a lot of fun. We surprised at how many people showed up, but also how into it they were.
Yeah, I was definitely kind of, I mean, for those listening who don't listen to the Football Ramble, of which there's probably about 10 of you, I was kind of nervous about how well the jokes would go over. Mm. But if anything, they were kind of more into it, weren't they? I think if you really like listen to a football podcast really dedicatedly here, you probably would have to seek it out. You're probably really into it.
Mm.
So yeah, it was interesting.
Did more disgusting material, went down badly, but I got them back round again.
Are you going to do it again tonight?
I'm going to do everything again tonight.
Don't be deterred.
I don't care.
Don't be deterred.
I will not let people change me.
What do you think of this, by the way, we're just walking across Times Square now. What do you think of that Disney Plus thing and then that Apple TV Plus thing that's coming out? People are saying game changer.
Well, why though? Why is it a game changer?
Because I think it's going to get to the point where there's so many different subscription services that people are going to have to start choosing, and they're only going to choose the best ones maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but it wasn't like Netflix and that's made just for that reason. So you'd have everything in one place on demand.
Yeah.
But then all of the competing big companies decide, no, we're going to have our own stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently, I've heard some bad things about the old Renee Zellweger.
So,
is it Reese Witherspoon or Renee? Yeah, it's Reese Witherspoon, isn't it?
And Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell are doing like an Apple TV Plus morning show.
Yeah.
But it's been panned, hasn't it?
But that is everywhere here, isn't it?
Like
you can't move. Someone's done, you know, like with like big appointment to watch or appointment to play video games / films, where they will get a guy who can paint huge things, like huge murals.
Yeah.
They've done that to one of the buildings downtown in the Flatiron building. And right, Reese Witherspoon's, not Reese Witherspoon, yeah, Reese Witherspoon's face is like the size of like a football pitch. It's massive. And someone's out there sat there and just painted that. Incredible.
My face is the size of a football pitch anyway. Yeah, so it's amazing. I mean, it does seem a bit weird. It seems a bit through the looking glass. I mean, when I heard that Steve Carell was doing it, I couldn't help think about his character in Anchorman. Because he looks exactly, obviously, because he is Anchorman, brick town, mate. And the big billboard, it just looks weird. Can you see, there's the poster of it there. That's where, that's Witherspoon on the left. The Morning, it's called The Morning. Yeah.
Well, so imagine bigger than that, but painted. Yeah. Wow, look at this.
Lion King.
It's like these kind of like life-sized kind of statues of people who had been wicked and the Lion King. And oh, it's actually quite chilling.
Yeah. Transformer there as well, mate.
Ah, sexy, sexy American ladies and Elmo.
Oh yeah.
Spider-Man, so you've seen better days.
Look at the Incredible Hulk. Oh, there's lots. Just for those listeners, there's lots of people dotted about, dressed up, trying to. I don't know. Trying to what? Charge people for photos? Is that what's happening?
Imagine isn't there a naked? Do you remember the naked cowboy man? He's quite famous, isn't he?
Oh, is he around still?
He's
been around for years.
If he stops, surely someone will take his mantle.
He's one of the classics, isn't
he?
Yeah. Naked cowboy. I don't think I'm cut out to be the naked cowboy.
For the old basics.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're heading towards, we're just basically walking towards a tube station so we can jump on and get ourselves to our second show of the run, Murmur, in Brooklyn.
What do you make, by the way, what do you make of, because we're going to get the subway in a minute. You're a fan of the subway here, aren't you? I think it's very confusing.
I think it's very clear, and also there could be a bit more explanation about north and south. They all just sort of go, "Oh, this is going down to such and such a place, the bay, or something." You're like, "Well, is that north or south? I don't know."
Yeah.
But I think it's quite clear. But also, I really like the fact that the carriages are massive and there's just enough room for everybody.
And they're air conditioned. Yeah.
And they just never seem to. People just seem to have the freedom to work on lines and just allow the trains to just get on with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it runs 24 hours as well. So.
So this is like our Leicester Square or our Shibuya Scramble Crossing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is. I'd like to read a history of the New York City subway, because in my mind, remember like when you used to watch those films in the 80s? And some of them were set in the subway. It would feel like the New York City subway was like a no-go area. Like you'd be mad. Yeah. You'd be taking your life into your own hands, going down there at night on your own kind of thing. Yeah. I wonder if that is actually true.
Well, remember there were those angels that used to turn up, and they looked like sexy,
like vigilante
gay superheroes.
Yeah,
they were like these sexy men with muscles.
And they would protect people.
Yeah, I think there is a version of that in some American cities, but they don't look quite as sexy and iconic. They just look like old people who've retired.
Like a shit superhero, basically.
Yeah.
Just, there's that Apple TV Plus Jennifer Aniston advert. They're going big, Apple TV Plus. They're going big. No one can afford to do all of them, man.
You know that twinge that we got in that bit of our bum that holds our ego when we saw the Football Ramble sign up in the Gramercy Theatre?
Yeah. Imagine seeing that. Yeah.
Oh, cool. It's like... little bit confusing. You got Iron Man, you got Captain America and his full camo gear.
Yeah.
You've got the Incredible Hulk.
And
then Bumblebee from Transformers.
I wouldn't even know that was his
just
name.
Just confusing.
I would
guys.
Call him the Yellow Transformer.
The Yellow Transformer.
That's what they should have called him in the film.
And behind him there's a cement mixer who could be part of the gang, we just don't know.
Yeah, just dragging him around.
Just be providing all the Avengers cement needs.
Get in there and change. Funny. Watch out, mate, because there's a bus.
Whoa, you need to move your trolley, sir.
I mean, the thing is, what they haven't realised here as well, is when they use their horn, everyone here uses their horn so often, you kind of get desensitised to it.
No.
So you're not going to move out the way if someone beeps their horn.
It's like China or so, where everyone's constantly got their hands on the honk.
Right, the same with this
hands on the honk.
Same with this tempo as well.
Oh, look, Frozen have got a... Frozen have got their own stage show. Well done then. Well done then.
Join the gang, Frozen. Join the party.
Yeah, they probably saw what we were doing at the Gramercy and thought,
we'll get a bit
more
of that. Yeah. You were very pleased to find out that in just a couple of short weeks' time, Billy Corgan's playing the Gramercy as well.
I like Billy Corgan, he's a nice chap.
Yeah, it's surprising to hear that, really. You said he was nice when you interviewed him, but I mean, people would expect him to be.
Yeah.
After his work with the Smashing Pumpkins, people would expect him to be a little bit of a wrong un.
He shouldn't shake his hand. Never shake his hand.
Why?
I don't know. I think he's a very delicate man.
He doesn't like when he's like made of dust.
He's a bit of a germophile.
Yeah.
Germaphobe.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Germaphobe, huh? Yeah. And also, when I was waiting to go on last night, there's a poster on the wall saying that recently Ghostface Killer had played the Gramercy as well. Mm. Kind of made me feel pretty happy.
He shouldn't be broadcasting that he's a Ghostface Killer.
Do you think it's interesting that when you go to like a new city you don't know very well, you automatically get sucked in to like these things that you would never do in London?
The other night I bought
something from one of those little stands.
Yeah.
I'd never do that in like London, like Leicester Square.
Why would you not do that? If you want a bottle of water, that's where you got a bottle of water. I bought a chili dog earlier on from the...
That's playing with fire!
From the shop near... You know where they keep all... Where they've got all those horses at this corner of Central Park? I thought, you know what?
You bought a chili dog from there? That is taking your life into your hands ahead of a show, mate.
Mate.
If you get explosive diarrhea live on stage, that'll be a show to remember. I'm telling you.
I get sick at like the weirdest things. Like, if I eat too many, you know, Good and Plenty's, for example. My buddy goes, Peter, we've talked about this. I'm going to give you a show you're not going to forget.
Yeah. Have you got your Gaviscon?
I haven't got the Gaviscon with me, no.
What, do they have Gaviscon here or is it something else?
Say again?
Do they have Gaviscon here or is it something else?
I don't know. I mean, I should really stock up on Zantac. I wonder if they've got my brand of hairspray. I'm obsessed with that.
Should we go into CVS? Because I want to get some lip balm anyway.
Get a little lip balm with your flight? Did they not give you a little packet with like lip balm shit?
No, Norwegian.
Yeah.
You don't even get any food unless you pay for it.
Is that right?
It's like a budget airline.
Cheeky little bugger.
I mean, the plane's fine and everything, but they don't really get much.
It's fine.
I'm just going to go in and get a lip balm.
It doesn't crash or anything.
No.
Wasn't Marcus sat next to a rather large person?
He was, yeah.
Oh, dear.
He was indeed.
Oh, dear. Marcus is very broad, to be fair.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
One of the other questions I always ask myself when I come to New York City is, why do I always feel like I'm in Ghostbusters?
Like, yeah, the hotels never get
they never get updated, do they?
They never get updated. Last time I was in America, my friend was...
Excuse me,
my friend was very
where's upset. The lip balm?
There's going to be some by the register, the chapstick, but then there's also more in aisle 27 upstairs.
By the register, that's fine, thank you.
Oh, you got to get the pro stuff, though. I might get an iced tea.
Yeah.
We've now split up. Luke's is popped not, off to get himself some lip balm.
Are you going to get some iced tea, Pete?
Unless Luke at the same time is also chatting. This is really going to mess with Katie, who's going to be editing this down. Going to be really messing with her. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, dear. There's knocking boxes over.
You got your balm, Luke?
Oh, there you go. No, because I need to get it by the register. Are you getting iced tea or not?
Yeah.
Get an iced tea, then I'll get it.
I continued to talk, and I was thinking, no, because we're both talking at the same time.
Exactly.
It won't make any sense.
It won't work.
We'll just be talking over each other. Because we've got this kind of very unique setup. Look at the range
the,
of energy
the options
drinks.
Of drinks are absolutely unbelievable.
Pipeline
here. And also, look at the size of the bottles.
Yeah.
Look at that, right? That's a litre. But it's presented in a handheld kind of... I'm just going to neck this kind of...
Have you seen my hands? They're tiny.
You know that when you get like a litre bottle in the UK, it's like, go and put that in the fridge and
yeah.
share it with your family. This was like, buy an orange vanilla Coke and drink it all now. I like it. I'm all like for it.
It's more just like that they make a feature. I love big shops, CVS, stuff like that. They've got these big fridges.
And they stack them from behind.
And they stack them from behind.
Yeah,
they've got like a whole cold room at the back.
Also, what do you make of the
limitless
fact...
Limitless energy.
What do you make of the fact this is a pharmacy?
Yeah.
And you can buy like full fat Coke and stuff in here, right?
You can buy full fat Coke, but you can't
tab
buy...
Clear.
You
that's can't that's buy basically tab clear.
What, lemon, clear lemon and lime Sprite?
Oh, is it just Sprite a bottle? Limon. That's just a bottle, it's clear.
Lemonade. Lemonade Sprite. I thought Sprite was lemonade.
It is, yeah.
Why are they fucking about with it?
This is like Nathan Barley as well, like a boxed Tetra Pak water that looks like milk.
Yeah, I'll take
it. Do you want me, yeah, pass that, I'll buy it because I'm going to buy the lip balm as well.
Oh, cheers, mate.
No worries.
I'm parched today.
Yeah, I am as well.
Had one too many beers last night. Oh, Slim Jim's, nice.
So do you don't know what time you ended up staggering home last night then?
It wasn't too bad, like 2 o'clock, I think.
Okay.
I mean, Spelsy on the town. Jim's went missing.
Yeah, I know.
I worry about Jim.
But Spelsy cutting it, tying one on as well, was he? Amazing. Yes, where's the lip balm?
Lukey, look at this, mate. Lukey, look.
Here. Because the lady said it was by the register. It's over there, is it?
Yeah, look, says lips. Lips, says lips.
Yeah, I need some lip balm, please.
There's one by the register.
Man, that's what the last it's lady said. Now he's saying it's not.
Lips.
Oh, it's here?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Cool, that's fine. That's not lip balm. That's like gel.
It says jelly bounce lip balm. What the hell?
I don't want jelly bounce. I just want a little stick.
It's just there down there, look. There. It's got a man and a woman having a kiss.
She's gonna find me some, don't worry. I've never been chucked
men
around.
Can't buy lip balm.
From pillar to
Jesus
post.
Christ.
About lip balm so much. This will be alright, wouldn't it? Just a coconut one. That'd be alright. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I got honey, ultra conditioning, and cucumber mint.
Whoa, okay. I'll go for the.
Some hemp. Yeah.
I just got a honey one. Thanks. Perfect. Thank you. Do you want some? I'll get you a hemp.
I'm
if you want
right,
hemp.
I'm good. I'm good. My lips are constantly moist.
Thank you. Thanks for your help. All right, we're here. We made it.
Look at this fridge. It's got a telly in it.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, but you can see through it at the same time.
That's amazing.
But they've used the light of the fridge for the backlight.
A red
the LED screen.
TV fridge.
Come on.
God, man.
Come on.
Can anything be more Jamie Vardy than
Come
that?
On.
Oh, should I just go self-service? That'd be easy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, this is a little picture of us. We're just buying some lip balm.
Buying you a giant Sprite. Biggest Sprite ever seen. For one man. There we go. All right, then. All right, CVS, let's do this.
I mean, we are coming to the end of the show right now, so this is,
oh, really?
This is how it's going to end.
One man's quest for lip balm.
Luke's card is going to work.
I found it.
CVS machine.
Is it working? I mean, it's processing.
Processing, baby.
Take your Sprite if you want.
Continue.
Oh, continue. I didn't press continue.
Get with it. Get with it, Grandad.
We're done. Go. There you go, mate. It's yours. Cheers. Thanks to you, and thanks to everyone at CVS for making this possible. So now, a word from our sponsors.
I'm in a rotating door.
Well, Pete, I think we can both agree that we hope we've given our listeners a flavour,
mate,
of walking down one street in New York City.
If you're stuck
talking absolute shit on one man's quest to buy lip balm
in your house, maybe you've broken your leg, maybe you're just feeling a bit down about things, we are giving you those wings.
Yes, we are
giving you flight.
This is almost as good as actually coming to New York for these listeners, I reckon.
Don't even bother getting on that $300 Norwegian flight.
$300? No wonder they put me on Norwegian. Did you fly Norwegian? Mm. No. BA?
Virgin.
Did you?
Virgin, baby.
You got a Virgin? What? And you just asked them to put you on Virgin instead, and they did?
No, I did what I used to do. I just spent all the money for no bloody reason.
Well, at least you admit it.
At least I admit it.
All right, listen, all let's right, sign then. Off now. I'll just put my lip balm on.
You got your lip balm on.
It's just very dry out here. Cold.
I like it. I like that New York just manages to be incredibly cold sometimes and incredibly hot sometimes. And
yeah.
People just seem to be getting on with it.
Oh, the fluctuation. We did that on the show before, didn't we? I think it was Almaty in Kazakhstan. Temperature fluctuations there, like -40 to +40.
Love it. Crazy. Love it.
But yeah. All right, cool. Let's sign off. We'll see everyone next time.
Yeah.
We'll do another episode from here, will we?
Yeah, we'll do.
But will we be in Toronto or Chicago or what?
I don't know. All right. We'll figure it out.
The listeners will know as soon as we know.
And, it doesn't really matter. We just pretend that it's Toronto. In the same way that the last Spider-Man film was filmed in Manchester.
Yeah, because it looks like New York.
It is starting to look like New York, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah.
As you go over the big road towards like the airport and towards out in the sticks, it really does look like Manchester, New York. Anyway.
Well, I'm finally going to sign off now. Cool. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Lots
of love. We're going to try our best to not get killed on these streets.
Hope this was immersive.
Yeah, what an immersive experience.
What an immersive 4D experience.
People will want to sponsor this. See you later.
Bye.
Was a Stakhanov production.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.